Welcome to episode 26. Secret Grasp is a podcast all about the mysterious and difficult to explain aspects of life. We cover topics relating to the paranormal, occult, conspiracy theories, urban legends, cryptids, and other strange occurrences. So this is going to be part two of the cryptid iceberg that I started in the last episode. So we're just going to jump straight into level three of the iceberg. If you haven't already seen part one, you can go back and watch that. Although I feel like this particular iceberg, things are kind of not very specifically layered, so I don't know if you'll really miss out on anything. It's really just a big list of cryptids more than a specific iceberg that gets more and more obscure as it goes. So yeah, we got a lot to get through, so let's get right back into this. So first one on level three is the Pacific Northwest Tree Octopus. This is an internet hoax that was created in 1998 by a humor writer under the pseudonym Lyle Zapato. And since its creation, the Pacific Northwest Tree Octopus website has been commonly referenced in internet literacy classes and schools. And it's basically like used in studies to demonstrate children's gullibility when reading online information. Next, we've got Spring Hill Jack. Spring Hill Jack is an entity in English folklore from around like the Victorian era, and the first claimed sighting of Spring Hill Jack was in 1837. Later sightings were reported all over the UK, especially prevalent in suburban London, the Midlands, and Scotland. And there's some theories about the nature and identity of Spring Hill Jack. But basically what he is, from the pictures and stuff, what I can work out is he's basically looks kind of like Batman. I just see all these pictures of like this guy on a roof and stuff. It's kind of weird. I don't know what that's about. We got ancient astronauts. Basically, we can just sum that up in one word: aliens. Ifrit, also spelt and pronounced all kinds of different ways, like Ifrit and Afrit. It's a powerful type of demon in Islamic mythology, and Ifrits are associated with the underworld and the spirits of the dead. And next we got Beast of Exmoor. In British folklore, the Beast of Exmoor, also known as the Exmoor Beast, if you want to be redundant, is a phantom cat said to roam the fields of Exmoor in Devon and Somerset in the UK. That's kind of a repeating pattern too. And there's these phantom cats, like big cougars and stuff, that appear in places like England where they really shouldn't. Next, we've got atmospheric jellyfish. These are flying jellyfish that have been sighted floating in the atmosphere. So we can consider them like a type of UFO, basically. But they're this unexplained phenomenon that occurs all the way from China to Norway, including on top of meteorological scientists, military bases, and cities. The Michigan Dogman. So this is allegedly something that showed up in 1887 in Wexford County, Michigan. Creature is described as 7 feet tall, blue-eyed, and amber-eyed. I don't know how it's both blue-eyed and amber-eyed. Maybe it's got one of each. Anyways, it's a bipedal canine-like animal with the torso of a man and a fearsome howl that sounds like a human scream. Which brings us to the next item on the list. It's a werewolf, so you probably know what this is. It's a human with the ability to shapeshift into a wolf, either purposefully or after being placed under a curse. It usually happens on nights where the full moon is. So, yeah, werewolf can turn into a full wolf, or they, sometimes they're like the weird half-wolf, half-person kind of thing. Man-eating tree. So this is a legendary carnivorous plant large enough to kill and consume humans and other large animals. These kind of myths exist all around the world for some reason. The Santer, also referred to as the Wampus, is a mysterious feline reported below the Mason-Dixie line, commonly seen in North Carolina. It's rarely dangerous to mankind, but a frequent predator of livestock. And this kind of goes back to tales that lumberjacks used to tell in the 19th and 20th century. Okay, next is Quetzalcoatl. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that or not. It basically means tail feather of the Quetzal bird. It's basically like a big feathered serpent. It's one of the major deities in the ancient Mexican pantheon. I think it's also in like Mayan or Aztec stuff as well. Scarecrow. Sometimes people think that scarecrows are like haunted or alive. I just think they're kind of creepy. But yeah, I guess they could actually be cryptids. Maybe there's living scarecrows out there. The White River Monster in Arkansas folklore. This is a large creature spotted off the banks of the White River near Newport in northeastern Arkansas. It's a possibly a giant fish or a seal or an alligator. It doesn't really seem like people know. Doppelganger, so this is a basically a lookalike or a double of a living person. In mythology, a doppelganger is portrayed as a ghostly or paranormal phenomenon and seen as a bringer of bad luck. And in other traditions and stories, they're seen more like an evil twin. Okay, so next, for some reason, puff spores was on this list of the cryptid iceberg. I don't understand what this was. I couldn't find anything about puff spores. I think it's referring to puffball mushrooms, but I don't think there's really anything paranormal about them. They're just various edible fungus that... So what happens when they're small, you can eat puffball mushrooms. They're like big, solid white mushrooms. And then as they grow, they turn into like a hollow shell just filled with spores. And you can like smash down on them with your foot and it sends spores up in the air. So I don't know if I'm missing out, if there's like something I'm missing about puffball spores mind controlling people or something like that. I don't know why that's on the list. Next, we got the barnacle tree. This is a weird one. It's a mythical tree in the Middle Ages, believed to have barnacles on it that open to reveal baby geese. So basically, it's a tree that like baby geese grow out of. So you just see like tiny geese hanging down, I guess, and then they just fly away one day. I don't know. Men in Black. So this is popular in UFO communities. The Men in Black are guys dressed in black suits who are kind of possibly government agents, maybe not, who threaten, harass, and sometimes even assassinate UFO witnesses to keep them quiet about what they've seen. Skunk ape, also known as the swamp ape or Florida Bigfoot, is a kind of like a Bigfoot creature in the southeastern U.S., especially in Florida. The phoenix, in classic mythology, this is a bird that lives for like 500 or 600 years, and then it burns itself to death, and then it rises from the ashes as like a newborn one, so it's basically immortal. It just kind of like burns itself out and then comes back as a baby phoenix again. An okapi, this is another one, I don't know why it's on the list, because it's a real creature. It's also known as the forest giraffe, Congolese giraffe, or the zebra giraffe. It's a mammal that's in the Congo, and it's kind of weird. It looks like a mix between like a horse, a deer, and it's got like back stripes on it. Its back legs have stripes like a zebra. So I don't know why this one's on the cryptid list either, because it's a real animal. I remember even in, I had like a children's book as a kid, and I remember seeing the okapi in there, so I don't know why it's on the list. Maybe it's like a platypus, how people thought that because it looked so crazy, they didn't believe it was real at first. I don't know. Atmospheric beasts. These are just kind of strange general monsters that fly around in the sky. They seem to be living beings, but they break all the usual rules that biologists apply to living organisms. So they can levitate without any need for wings, and their bodies are sometimes partially invisible or see-through. So examples are sky whales, serpents, and the atmospheric jellyfish that we mentioned earlier. Black-eyed children, that's a really creepy one. Black-eyed kids, it's like an urban legend. Kids between ages 6 to 16 with pale skin and black eyes who are seen either hitchhiking, begging, or what I've heard more frequently is they'll like come to your doorstep and knock on your door and ask you to use your phone or something. There's just something like super creepy about them. Metal Man, it's an alien who looks like the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz. Yeah, that's pretty much all there is to it. He just looks like he's like covered in tinfoil, basically. Supposedly, it can run at speeds that far exceed what a human can run at. It's seen to have a literal spring in its step, so it can seem to like jump 3 meters at a time, so it's super fast. 50-foot Congo snake. I already covered the giant anaconda in the last episode. I figure that's probably the same. It's just a giant snake. Wanderlight. These are atmospheric ghost lights seen by travelers at night, often in swamps, but some also report seeing them in graveyards. And they look like basically like orbs, if you know what orbs are. They're just like hovering balls of light. They're supposedly that like recede when they're approached, and they kind of have more of a benevolent effect of like leading travelers down a safe path as opposed to trying to lure them to their death. Black stick men. These are kind of strange creatures that are sometimes in cave paintings, even in the past, they've seen stick men drawn. And you would think that this is just like a simplification of what humans look like, but apparently there's actually stickman creatures out there that look like people. So they don't have any facial features, like no eyes, no mouth, no nose, and they're also like genderless. And yeah, they seem to be two-dimensional as well, which is really weird. Like they'll turn sideways and it's almost like looking at a piece of paper or something. They have no shadow and it's not clear how they communicate. And there's something about like static electricity related to them too. They seem to be charged with static electricity. Flying horse. So for example, we've got Pegasus as the probably the best example of a winged horse in Greek mythology. Usually the flying horses are also pure white in color for whatever reason. So that's level 3 of the cryptid iceberg. Let's go straight into level 4. First, we got shadow people. If you've been on the internet and heard about ghost stuff at all, you've probably heard of shadow people. They're just like basically out of the corner of your eye, you'll just see like a shadowy person or something that kind of flashes by. Depending who you're asking, can be different things. People think they're like ghosts or demons or even like its own kind of cryptid. I don't know. Sewer gator. This was back in like the 90s and especially the 80s. I feel like this was quite an urban legend that in big cities like New York, there was these giant alligators that lived in the sewer. Supposedly people got baby gators as pets and released them, or they flushed them down the toilet and they survived and came out. I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe I'll have to look more into that. Yeah, that's kind of weird. I wonder if there ever was any alligators found in like sewers in New York and stuff, or if it's totally made up. Next is the Puckwudgie, kind of a weird name. This is a human-like creature found in Delaware, said to be 2 or 3 feet tall. I guess it sounds like just like a dwarf then, I'm not sure. The Sheep Squatch, also known as the White Thing, is a woolly-haired cryptid reported across numerous counties in West Virginia, predominantly the southwestern side of the region. I guess that's probably what it sounds like. It's like a Bigfoot that also kind of looks like a sheep with woolly fur. You got the Ropin. This means demon flyer, and it's thought to either be a giant bat or possibly a pterosaur, and it's found in New Guinea Island. And it's also said to glow in the dark, possibly to attract fish. That's an interesting detail, because there are like a lot of creatures that have bioluminescence, and that's kind of something that I haven't heard with any other cryptid. So it's an interesting detail that they put in there, kind of lends more credence to it, that there is some kind of like glow-in-the-dark creature out there that's a glow-in-the-dark bat or bird or something, maybe. Elves, so these are pretty commonly known. They're like small humanoid people. They got pointed ears, magic powers. They tend to be more evil in folklore than what people think they are, though. We've got next is the Bahamut. It's a creature that lies deep below, supporting the structure and holds up the earth. So I guess it's like a huge monster that basically like Atlas in Greek mythology, how he's like holding up the world. I guess there's like some giant monster that holds up the earth. In Japanese folklore, we've got Kitsune. These are foxes that possess paranormal abilities. They increase as they get older and wiser. According to some folklore, all foxes have the ability to shapeshift into human form, which is kind of weird. The Van Meter Visitor. This is a roughly 9 foot tall being. It's been dubbed as the Van Meter Visitor, reportedly able to shoot light from a horn in its forehead. And it's also said to be unaffected by bullets. This is another one that supposedly looks like a pterodactyl or some kind of flying dinosaur. We got another Japanese one, the Kiwa Hiratsuda. This is a crustacean discovered in 2005. It's a decapod, approximately 15 centimeters long, known for its silky blonde stuff that like covers its whole body and claws. Some people call it the Yeti lobster, Yeti crab. Again, if it's real, I don't really consider it a cryptid. This one's like an actual verified thing that it exists. Komodo dragon, same thing. It's like a real giant lizard. You know what that is? Chilean blob. It's a large mass of tissue found on Penunu Beach in Chile in 2003. It weighed 12 tons and measured 12 meters across. DNA evidence revealed that it was actually a sperm whale. There's something called an orangutan. Supposedly it looks like an orangutan, but it's a cryptid. I don't really know. It's in like the Philippines or things, apparently. One weird one, an orange alligator. So supposedly there's this orange alligator that's been photographed in Florida. I don't know if it's been photoshopped or if it was real, but some people are saying that it's like an alligator that's switching to a different evolution, or it's like an ancient dinosaur from the past or something like that. So wildlife officials who have seen it claim that it's unlikely that the gator is naturally orange, though. One with a kind of a weird creepypasta name, Organism 46B. This is an aquatic beast allegedly captured by a Russian scientific team near some station, I think near like the Antarctic or something like that. That's like a 14-tentacled squid creature that's 33 feet long. And supposedly it lives in this subglacial lake under 2 miles of ice under the station. And the creature could release a toxin into the water that immobilizes its prey from a distance of up to 150 feet. And it seemed to be able to like shapeshift and stuff like a octopus can do, changing its colors, I would imagine. And apparently, even after they cut its limbs off, they would still move. And yeah, it seemed to be very hostile and very intelligent. I'm not sure if that's a real one or not, but it sounds interesting. With the ones that are like weird Russian things, like the sleep experiment, you never know. Next, it's got the ogre. So it's a man-eating giant. Cyclops shark. Basically, it's just a mutated baby shark that people found with one eye. The siren in Greek mythology. They were dangerous creatures that lured sailors with music and to get them to like crash into the rocks and stuff, and said that they can even charm the winds. So that's it for level 4. That was initially what I wanted to be part 1, but we didn't get all the way through it last time. So if you're still listening at this point, go ahead and subscribe. I'm going to go into some more stuff here. So we're up to level 5. Let me see, how much do we have here? Is there a level 7? Yes, there's a level 7 and there's a level 8. So let's see. Level 5. First one up is the Andean wolf. This is purported to be a South American cat of some kind that was falsely identified as a wolf. There's only been one body that was found, and they couldn't develop a conclusive identity from it. The cockatrice. This is a mythical beast that's basically a two-legged dragon and a serpent-like creature with a rooster for a head. Haimushi. So this is... these Japanese folklores are really interesting. I think I'm going to have to do a whole episode on just Japanese folklore. What the Haimushi is, it's like a tiny moth-like creature. They live in the lungs of people most of the time, and then they occasionally leave the body and fly through the air. They have red faces with a triple forked mouth and white bodies that look kind of like a maggot, and they have colorful feathery wings. And even though they live in people's lungs, they supposedly mainly feed on cooked rice. So the Haimushi infects people's lungs and causes various health problems. But then once you have a Haimushi, if it leaves you your body, then the person supposedly is going to die. And once the person dies, the Haimushi turns into a fireball and burns up. So it's kind of like a phoenix situation. It's really well weird. And apparently you can treat a Haimushi infection with this plant. I'm not going to even try and pronounce the name. It's like a remedy made from the powdered root of some plant in Japan. So that's really an original and weird one. Big Muddy Monster. That's kind of a cool name. It's from Southern Illinois. I couldn't really find a huge amount about this. I think it's just like a Bigfoot that lives in a swamp, similar to a skunk ape. Oklahoma Octopus. This is a cryptid thought to inhabit freshwater, man-made lakes of Oklahoma. There's no footage of it, and there's not been any physical evidence that it exists, although there's been numerous sightings. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Darkwoods Demon. From what I can tell, this is just a creepypasta. The Dingo Neck. This is a creature found near Lake Victoria in 1907 by a big game hunter and his party. And Yeah, they have a quote about it. So it's quote, there's an infernal horror of the reptilian bounder that comes up the Magori River out of the lake the Lumbois have christened Dingo Neck. It's a real prize money that beauty would fetch, $5,000 or $10,000 at least. And I bet you've got my Wanderobo and Lumba always on the lookout for when the Magori is in flood. Yeah, it's said to be a cross between a sea serpent, a leopard, and a whale. So I can't even imagine what that would look like. But yeah, there's apparently British people running around in like Africa or something, seeing real crazy animals back in the day. The Yukamore, sometimes just called a Yuku or a Yukamore Zupai. It's a Sasquatch from Argentina. It's pretty similar to the Sasquatch of North America. Described as 5 to 7 feet tall with thick hair, small eyes, and huge arms and legs. Some people also report it as a half-bear humanoid. Apparently, it loves to eat a plant that's local to the area called peyo. It's got an inside similar to a cabbage. And the creature makes this weird uhu 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 noise. Next is the dire wolf. So this is a real wolf that existed. Now it's extinct. It's probably one of the most famous prehistoric carnivores in North America. It's along with similar animals like the Smilodon. I guess it's kind of like the saber-toothed tiger as well. I think the Smilodon is like the saber-toothed tiger. I'm not sure what the difference is. We've got the Zizu. This is a mythical giant bird from South America. It resembles a thunderbird in North America. It's said to have the ability to gather storms, and it's responsible for controlling the weather. Got the Yuki Onna. This is a snow woman in Japan. Basically, yeah, it's like a ghost that appears on snowy nights. Tall, beautiful woman with black hair and blue lips. And she's got like super pale or even transparent skin. Makes her blend into the snowy landscape. Bunny Man. This is an urban legend. Started in Fairfax County, Virginia. There's a lot of weird stuff going on in Virginia. I don't know what's up with that. But anyways, yeah. It spread to Washington, D.C. and Maryland areas after that. It's basically a guy in a rabbit costume who attacks people with an axe or a hatchet. So I guess watch out for that around Easter time. Melonheads in Ohio. Melonheads are described as small humanoids with bulbous heads who occasionally emerge from hiding places to attack people. Deer Man. It's pretty much what it sounds like. It's like a hybrid animal. It's got like an antlers in the head of a stag, a human torso, and then legs that can either be human or deer, and it's said to be like super muscular and fast. Sandown Clown. I've seen this popping up a lot recently. I might have to do a whole episode on this. So this is apparently there's these two young kids that are vacationing in the Isle of Wight, which is owned by the UK, but it's like an island off by itself, in 1973. So the kids, they heard this sound, it was like an ambulance siren, and then they crossed this footbridge over a stream and met this weird unidentifiable being that they described as a cross between a clown, a robot, and an alien. It was like shy but friendly, and it spoke to the kids for almost half an hour. Then they went back to their parents, and it seemingly vanished, and it's never been seen again. No idea what that is. Kind of interesting, though. Giant grasshoppers. This was like a hoax, particularly in the Great Plains around the 1930s. They were a common pest. So I think it was just like a postcard thing that they would do where, using perspective, they would make the grasshoppers appear giant or something. Moon-eyed people. These are a group of short, bearded, white-skinned people who were said to live in Appalachia until the Cherokees expelled them. Stories about them told to the European settlers when they came. So it's interesting that there's like these white-skinned people living there supposedly before Europeans came, which is actually kind of a common thing throughout Native mythology now that I think about it. The Black Bird of Chernobyl. So beginning in early April 1986, people around Chernobyl started to see strange events and stuff. There's like a mysterious creature described as Lark. Large, dark, and like a mutated man with wings and piercing red eyes. So this is basically like the Mothman of Chernobyl. Got the Bulleback. This is in Dutch folklore. It's believed to be a creature that came out at night to scare people with loud roaring noises. some people say it's like a water demon that has a big hook that's used to grab children from the sides of rivers and stuff and drown them. It's thought that once the kids get in the water, though, they can see a palace and beautiful lights and stars. Catalonia Fallen Angel. This is a strange humanoid cryptid that was filmed in a forest near Catalonia, Spain. It looks like a man with open wounds on his back who turns and looks at the camera. And you can see like the reflections in his eyes and stuff. This was actually just a really well-made hoax by a Spanish horror film fans who used the process. They explained the process on this website that they have, but the website is no longer available when I looked for it. The Snallygaster, another interesting name. This is a bird reptile chimera, supposedly from early German immigrants said that they saw it. Morgallen monster. This is also known as Arizona Bigfoot. It's a big ape-like creature. Miami Beach scorpion. This is a large scorpion-like animal seen off of Miami Beach in Florida. Could be like a gigantic sea scorpion that used to exist in dinosaur times. Before fish even evolved. So this one I think could be real. So there's actually like a picture of a guy holding it up, and it's been featured in like newspapers and stuff. It doesn't seem fake. If you've ever seen like the giant isopods and how weird they look, it doesn't really seem that much more strange to me that there would be like a giant scorpion-like creature underwater. Next is the hippogriff. So this is a creature that's the front half is an eagle and the back half is a horse. Cave children. This one's just a creepypasta. There's these demon children who are said to slay anybody that attempts to go through passages in these caves. And they were roughly sealed off until like thousands of years ago. Door dogs. Door dogs are small canines. So they're like a premonition that appears in Morocco to warn of people's death. So they're described as small silent dogs with pointed noses, which are seen following individuals in the weeks before their death. They're seen specifically when doomed people are about to pass through a threshold, like a doorway, and they can only be seen by others. You can't see your own door dog before you die, so that's kind of interesting. So you might want to occasionally ask people, hey, do you see like a weird dog following me around? Because that might mean that I'm going to die soon. Crazy Critter of Bald Mountain. This is an insect-like critter that shocked several motorists around 1974. Quote, it was horse-sized, covered with scales, and standing on four rubbery legs with suckers like octopus tentacles. The head was football-shaped with an antenna sticking up, and it gave off green iridescent light. So that's a really weird. The weird thing is that there's these like one-off stories that I don't understand where these strange creatures appear, and then they're never seen again. Like, they just come out of another dimension, and then nobody ever sees them again. Giant of Kandahar. So this is a giant humanoid creature allegedly encountered and killed by a group of American army soldiers in Afghanistan. Supposedly this happened in 2002. So what happened was there was one army squad that went missing, and then they sent like a special ops task force to go find them and find out what happened. So the soldiers were walking along a mountain when they came out to this big cave. And there's pieces of broken U.S. military gear and equipment scattered all over. So the task force was about to enter the cave when this 12 to 15 foot redheaded human type creature emerged and started to attack them. So the giant impaled one of the soldiers with a spear and then proceeded to attack the rest of the squad. And witnesses say that it took over 30 seconds of continuous gunfire to bring down the giant, which is pretty nuts. Cause you think like 15 feet is big, but that's like not even as big as an elephant. I think that's probably about the size of a polar bear. So you think, could you shoot a polar bear for like 30 seconds and it still would keep going? I don't think so. I don't know. Mutant Muppet. So this is a strange creature discovered in Africa. Supposedly it was found foraging for food, and then it kind of like ran off and people chased after it to a nest that they found nearby, and they found a whole bunch of these creatures. The wounded creature attacked one of the shooting party and it was shot dead. The others escaped into the brush. So the creature resembles a small humanoid creature, almost human in nature. It's about only 5 to 6 inches in height. It's got large ears, kind of like rabbit-like ears, thin eyes, and somewhat flattened nose. It's got long fingers and light brown skin. Some people said that it could be like a fetus or something, but I don't know. If they actually saw it running through the brush and then they saw multiple of it, then it couldn't be just be like a dead fetus unless it's just a hoax or something. Okay, so we're up to level 6. We've got the Bat Beast of Kent. In 1963, 4 British teens saw a UFO land in a nearby forest. And what came out of it was a weird bat-like beast. That's pretty much it. That's enough. This one, there's a lot written about that one, so I think I'm going to have to do a whole episode on that. Bat Beast of Kent, I'll keep that in mind. Park Forestal Alien. This was witnessed by a civil engineer who was taking snapshots of state police on horseback in Chile. So there's like, I've seen the picture. There's like, it's almost like in Canada, we got the RCMP. So it's like police on horseback. So you see 2 police on horses and there's like this weird little alien running between them. So it resembles like a similar to the usual gray figure, but it's like really tiny, like 1 to 2 feet tall. So that's really weird. The Grecian dolphin. So this is a strange mutated dolphin-like creature seen a couple times off the coast of Greece. So it turned out people thought it was a hoax, but I think it's just a misidentification. There's these like plastic things that keep your boats from running into the side of docks and stuff, and that's apparently what it is. Yeah. The Kushtaka, this is land otter man. It's a folklore in the Pacific Northwest with Native Americans in North America. Physically, the Kushtaka are shapeshifters that can assume human form and the form of an otter and possibly other forms as well. Legend has it that you can ward them off with copper, urine, and dogs, and sometimes fire. Got the Sakhalin Island Seawolf. This is a mutated crustacean corpse that was found by Russian soldiers on a shore near Japan, in like the easternmost part of Russia. According to a scientific survey, the bones and teeth are not from a fish. According to the skeleton remains, it's not an alligator or a crocodile. The skull resembled kind of like a dog skull. Well, the rear of the creature looks more like a fish, but they ended up not concluding what it was. Maybe it's most likely some kind of like an orca or a beluga whale, people said. I don't know why they didn't just DNA test it, but yeah. Dark Watchers. This is a name given to entities in California folklore. Supposedly, they observe travelers in the Santa Lucia Mountains. So they're described as tall, sometimes featureless, giant dark silhouettes. They have big brimmed hats, kind of like an Amish person on walking sticks. They're reported to be seen in the hours between twilight and dawn. And they just kind of motionlessly stand there and watch people as they're traveling, which is kind of unnerving. And then if you try and walk up to them, they just disappear. Green Clawed Beast. This is an unseen cryptid rumored to live in the Ohio River near Indiana. So in 1959, some kind of claw-like hand grabbed some woman and pulled her into the water, and then her friend hurt her and helped pull her out. So this one I'm not so sure about because nobody's seen it since, and they didn't see the actual creature. It was just like something pulled her down, so to me, this could just be she got caught on like a piece of wood that was in the water or basically anything. Night Marchers. This is Hawaiian mythology. They're the deadly ghosts of ancient Hawaiian warriors. The Solway Firth Spaceman. This is a weird, looks like a spaceman that was captured in a photograph in 1964. It's just, you have to look it up to see it. It's really weird. It's one of those things that hasn't been seen since or again. Large Antarctic Sea Mammal. This is a cryptid reported by a Japanese research ship in 1958. The captain of the ship called it Antarctic Godzilla and likened the appearance to Godzilla. Almas. In Mongolian folklore, the Almas is a cryptid creature or deity that lives kind of in the mountains of Mongolia. Said to have a flat face like a human. It walks on 2 legs, but the body is covered in thick black fur, and it's got huge claws on its feet, and it's got super strength, and hunters are afraid of it, and inhabitants will actually remove their houses and just move somewhere else if it comes into their part of the country. So people just don't want anything to do with it. Mapinaguari, this is a Brazilian folklore. It's also called the Juma, if you want an easier to pronounce way. It's a hairy humanoid cyclops that lives in the rainforest. Water Babies of Massacre Rocks, this is a brutal name for something. State Park in Idaho, it's said that the river is haunted by supernatural beings called Water Babies that are the spirits of drowned babies. So I guess you can hear them screaming stuff. Okay, so yeah, just need to take a drink for a minute. Yeah, I'm just going to keep going. Let's just get this cryptid episode out of the way. So if you're still listening, a lot more research and work goes into these episodes than my regular episodes. So if you're enjoying, make sure to subscribe to the podcast if you want to hear more in the future. It's totally free, and that way you'll never miss an episode. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button, leave a comment for me. Let me know what your favorite cryptid is. That engagement will really help people see the video, and it helps me know what kind of content people are actually watching and like to see. So yeah, let me know if you made it this far. Anyways, let's get back to the list on page 9 of 14 of this document. So let's get through this. Spiteful Mermaid of Pyramid Lake. I don't know where Pyramid Lake is, but this is exactly what it sounds like. It's a spiteful mermaid that lives there. Solar Plexus Clown Gliders, possibly the weirdest name that I've heard. It's a whole bunch of paranormal phenomenon attributed to this entity that infects weak and vulnerable people through the solar plexus chakra in, I think this comes from India. And there's a whole bunch of like pictures of these like spooky black and white images of like creepy looking people online. And supposedly just looking at the image makes you infected through the solar plexus by this creature. Yeah. So it's like a super weird. This is another one that I think I'm going to have to do like a whole episode about it. Cause yeah, there's like a lot about that. So sometimes they're seen as like a demonic jester figure. Other times they're said to resemble oozing slugs or snakes. So they're supposedly made of a substance outside of the normal three dimensions. So they might have some connection to the black stick men as well. Yeah, this one definitely deserves a whole episode on its own. I looked at pictures of it and it really creeps me out. So hopefully I haven't been corrupted through my solar plexus by this thing. But if I haven't now, I will be by the time I finish the whole episode on it. The Highway Beast. This is a strange carcass found on a highway in Minnesota. It's got a body. It's like a small lower body, a thick upper body, and then almost a non-existent neck. So it's like a dog, but I think it's probably just a dead dog. Let's be real. Any of these ones that are just like decayed stuff on the beach or highways, I tend to think are just normal rotting animals that are beyond identification. This is the Crawfordsville Monster. This is an alleged creature reported in Indiana, identified as a flock of killdeer, which is a type of bird. So I guess people thought it was like a UFO, but it was really just a flock of birds. Moha Moha, this is a turtle-like sea creature that inhabits an area of the Great Barrier Reef near Queensland. Don't really know much more about that. I guess it's just like a giant turtle cryptid. Goody Cole, this is a ghost of a woman named Goody Cole. She's the only woman that was convicted of witchcraft in New Hampshire and put to death. So I guess she's still haunts wherever her specific place is. The Oregon Bandage Man. This is like a, before we had creepypasta, we had like these, the creepy tales of like the guy that would come with like a hook and mess with people that are like making out in cars and stuff. I guess that's what he was. He would like terrorize people that are just like sitting on their cars on the highway or like the outlooks where people would stop. Pig-faced woman. So there's all kinds of these legends apparently in Holland, England, and France of wealthy women who have the body of a normal human but the face of a pig. Supposedly this appearance is the result of witchcraft. And then so there's one story about how this woman is a pig-faced woman on her husband, or on her wedding day her husband is given the choice. He can either have her appear beautiful to him, but pig-like to others, or pig-like to him and beautiful to others. And then the husband tells the wife that it's her choice, and that breaks the enchantment, and her pig-like appearance vanishes, and she turns back into a normal person. So it's kind of like a reverse Beauty and the Beast kind of situation. The Kovashi creature, that's another strange carcass found on the banks of a river. It's only 3 to 4 centimeters long. It's blackish brown in color. It's got a weird, oddly shaped skull and a long neck and a long leg-like appendage. Some people said it also apparently had wings. Next is the Shug Monkey. And this is a creature in England. It's got the features that are like a mix between a dog and a monkey. It's believed to have a jet black, shaggy sheepdog kind of body and the face of a monkey with creepy eyes. It might be related to the, I think I mentioned in the previous episode about there's like ghost monkeys that are like, they're kind of like Bigfoot, but they act more like little monkeys that are just like crazy. Oh, my nose is so itchy. The Dogon. This is an evil spirit said to haunt a forest in Belgium. Often seen in fog form and followed by smaller shadowy figures. It's based on it. Apparently there's like true events of a campfire tale or urban legend, but that hasn't been seen in recent years. Flying rays, mobula rays, sometimes called flying rays, thanks to their acrobatic leaping. Science isn't exactly sure what they do, though, but the rays have large, flat, diamond-shaped bodies and long fins that allow them to glide through the water and also through the air. So, yeah, there's kind of like stingrays that are also kind of like flying fish that can jump out of the water. Apparently, these ones are real. The Argentina gnome. Residents of a small town in Argentina have been spooked after several sightings of a bizarre figure caught on video in the middle of the night. People claim that this creepy gnome kind of stalks the streets at night and walks around. I don't know what would happen if people came across it. And you've got the sea monk. This is a sea creature found off the eastern coast of Denmark in 1546, a real long time ago. It's described as a fish that outwardly resembled a human monk, wearing like a full monk's robe and stuff. A 2005 paper concluded that the creature was most likely an angel shark. I think this is just another one of those cases where like a regular fish washes up and starts to rot, and then people think it's something that it's not. Giant penguins. So this is apparently there's these giant penguins in Iceland or something. There's a whole bunch of weird names that I'm definitely not going to pronounce here. Apparently they get to like 4 feet 11 inches tall. I think they're like extinct now though, but yeah, they're like the size of an average little human. Sewer humanoid. So there's this video in April 2011 of a person in a sewer, basically like a weird creepy monstrous creature that has this like super thing and had super long arms that could nearly reach the ground, and it seemed to have like glow-in-the-dark eyes, and it was capable of moving super fast. And this video turned out to be a hoax by United Utilities, which is like a utilities company in the UK, and it was part of a April Fool's joke to warn people to be careful about what they flush down the toilet. We're up to the final level, level 8. We've got the flannel shirt Sasquatch. Pretty much what it sounds like is a rare subcategory of Sasquatch where people will see it wearing human clothes. Most often it's a flannel shirt. Sometimes they also wear animal skins. The Katingvor, this is a snake-eating cow that's said to exist in Cambodia and Vietnam. People don't think it's a real species, though. It's described as a cow-like animal with peculiar twisting horns about 20 inches long and spotted fur. And it has some kind of connection with snakes, that it really likes eating snakes, which is kind of weird. The killer cactus. So this is a possible kind of like a crypto-botanical creature. It's not really a cryptid because it's not an animal, but it's like a cryptid plant, if that makes sense. So it's found in southwestern U.S., especially Arizona. It basically latches onto your clothing and flesh, and people who have encountered this creature claim they were standing several feet away from the cactus when it attacked. So there are cactuses, obviously, that'll, like, if you rub up against them, they'll catch onto you. But apparently these can, like, explode out and attach onto you. So that's kind of weird. Veggie Man. This is a tall, arguably over 7 foot tall, thin, semi-human shape. Said to apparently be plant-based. It's got long ears and striking eyes that change colors. They change from red to yellow rapidly. Had thin arms that gave the appearance of reeds by a riverbank. And at the end of its long fingers were suction cups that had thorns protruding from them. So he has like a giant vegetable cryptid. Camera heads. This is a creepypasta about people that have like cameras for their heads, apparently. It predates Slenderman, The Rake, Jeff the Killer, and those other more famous creepypastas. I think it's been lost. Like, I don't know if the original story is still out there anymore. It doesn't sound like it. The Awful. It's a creature in Vermont. It's a winged cryptid. Apparently, two sawmill workers saw this thing looking down at them from a rooftop when they were crossing a bridge. And one of the guys was so scared that he almost had a heart attack right away. It's said to be similar to a griffin. So it's got grayish wings and a 20-foot wingspan. It's got a very long snake-like tail and huge claws. The six-legged rape centaur, probably the least appropriate name on this list. It's a bizarre-looking unidentified creature that resembles a centaur from Greek mythology. It appeared following an eyewitness account posted by the anonymous user on 4chan in November 2008. Anything that's like a cryptid that's raping people that's reported first on 4chan, I'm probably not too inclined to believe it, but yeah, there you go. Carnivorous pink cloud. This is another one that's not really like a creature. It was just like a big pink cloud that appeared, and it's been blamed for like killing animals and also causing disappearances. So it's a pink cloud that hangs low to the ground like morning fog. Other people describe it as being orange in color, but regardless of the color, it's blamed for a bunch of deaths, and legend states that the cloud is carnivorous and will suck the flesh off of a person's bones. The Old Saybrook Blockheads. This is an extraterrestrial sighting. It's a retired school teacher that reported a bright light that woke her up around 2 or 3 in the morning. So she looked out her window, and she looked at a downed aircraft until she realized... Oh, she thought it was a downed aircraft until she realized it was hovering above her clothesline. And so she looked into the craft. It's got square windows, and there was two entities inside, and they... they had no hands, and their heads were transparent cubes with bright red cores, and their rubbery bodies flailed out like skirts. She couldn't see if they had any legs, but she would guess that they were 4 feet tall. The Squonk. This is a mythical creature that lives in the hemlock forests of Pennsylvania. I couldn't really get any more details than that. The last Japanese creature on the list is the Cabagon. This is a cryptid spotted by a Japanese fishing ship in 1974 off the coast of New Zealand. So this creature has very large eyes and big nostrils. It's got a large head. Measures in 1.5 meters in height from under the nostrils to the top of the head. Coloration is grayish. Said to resemble the Umebozo, which I mentioned in a previous episode. The Wunan toads. These are giant albino amphibians said to live in Hubei province in China. They're known for being really hungry and being giant in size. Fishermen believe these toads lived in several lakes around the area. And yeah, so that one doesn't seem too out of the ordinary, besides the fact that they're albino, but I could see giant toads existing. And the last one, and we're done, the cryptid iceberg. Woohoo! Like 300 names later, the creature of Metepec. So this is a strange animal found by a Mexican farmer in a trap. So the farmer said that the creature was still alive and very aggressive when he found it. There's a journalist that came out and bought the dead body from the farmer because he thought it was an alien, but it's not sure what it actually is now. Later, the creature was revealed to be a hoax done by a taxidermist. So that is it. We are done the cryptid iceberg. Some of these are going to get episodes on their own, but I just thought it's good to give you a list. And then if you're interested in any of these, you can dig into them yourself or request me to make an episode on them. But yeah, if you haven't already subscribed and you made it to the end, go ahead and do that now. Whatever podcasting platform you're on, should be a little subscribe button you can click. In the next episode, we're going to get off the icebergs. I'm going to go back to like the 15 to 20 minute episodes, hopefully, where I don't start tripping over my words halfway through. Yeah, thanks for listening. See you next time. We'll be in touch soon.